A police shooting in Milwaukee and violence in the streets marks the continuation of something simmering in this summer of 16. Evaluating these events has become part of the American conversation this year. One person was shot, a police officer was injured in the second night of violence that produced damage and protests in Milwaukee. A police shooting of a black man allegedly by an as yet unidentified black officer who investigators say the suspect was in possession of a firearm that triggered the violence. It's been an astonishingly violent year for Chicago, where 2,579 people have been shot since January 1. The numbers rise and fall. The national media focuses on Chicago streets one day, Milwaukee streets the next. We want to start this conversation with someone who does not have the luxury of looking away from the street-level view of urban America. Aisha Jaco is the co-founder and director of the youth empowerment organization Mural, M-U-R-A-L. She says her work goes on, even though there is no sound from the presidential campaign that the lives she is trying to save on both sides matter.
We provide opportunities for young people to get out of their communities, to see the world via our study abroad programs. We funded and incubated structural violence campaigns led by young people because they wanted to give voice to particularly a young lady, Hydea Pendleton, who made the national news, who was murdered here in Chicago. They wanted to give more voice to the issue here in Chicago. So we were able to fund that campaign and help give it visibility. We also do a lot of work around education here in Chicago, because when we look at violence in Chicago, it's rooted in a lot of disparity that young people face. It's rooted in poverty. It's rooted in lack of opportunities and resources. It's rooted in depression. So what we try to do is provide that alternative space where young people can thrive as well as still maintain their resiliency, but have a haven that they can come to.
So if the national conversation is about tolerance, it's about coming to grips with racial realities and mythologies of American, you know, politics and economics. In your case, your organization, Mural, is providing the doorways for people to experience opportunities, ways out, the idea that they don't have to accept their fate.
Exactly. They don't have to accept their fate. One thing that I always look at is that it's 50 years later after the Daniel P. Monahan study, The Negro Family. And in that, he brings a national case to the United States government about the government really looking at urban communities and finding solutions and ways to help bring better progress in those areas. So he looks at slavery, the Reconstruction, poverty, unemployment, wages, dimension growths, as we look at population growth. And a lot of those things that were brought out in that report, the remnants of that are in the communities that we live in and work in here in Chicago.
But why aren't those debates, why aren't those issues being championed at the national level and being championed in this presidential campaign by people at the national level on whatever party? Moynihan was a Republican back then, right?
Yes.
Why? What? And how bad does it make you feel that you're not hearing that?
It makes me feel really bad because it's 2016. I think that it's not a priority, unfortunately, for the people that are running for office now. I think at that time we were looking at civil rights legislation. Dr. King was making a lot of headway with the work that he was doing across the country, even coming to Chicago as well 50 years ago to protest poverty in places around the city and lack of inclusion in some of the better communities. I don't think that people go back enough to look at where history has failed these communities. I think regarding police brutality and crime, we want to just look at the criminal, we want to look at the crime, but we don't want to look at the root causes. And I think one of the things that the political climate at that time did was force people to look at that and address that. Now, that's not, in my opinion, been successful, but it, at least it was recognized and acknowledged.
And to not acknowledge it for so long and to maintain still this focus on criminals, you get the situation just north of you in Milwaukee, where an incident becomes a full-scale social protest that's producing violence on the street.
Exactly. I think we have to acknowledge that those issues are there. We have to acknowledge that a lot of these young people that are behind the trigger are depressed, they're stuck, they're marginalized, they're criminalized, they're underemployed, they're misunderstood, they're hungry, they're financially unstable, they're angry. And so when we look at a gun, for instance, in an urban community, that gun represents safety. That gun represents power. I don't have a salary. I don't have recognition outside of this gang or this block that I live.
But you're a community organizer on the streets, right? I mean, you're in these neighborhoods. You're not just, you know, testifying.
Yes, in the neighborhoods, as well as providing programmatic services indirectly. But yes, on the ground, attending funerals of young people who've been murdered.
So what do we do? If something happens to you, how do we carry on this resiliency, this legacy, this idea of being upbeat and having hope and not accepting our fate the day after something, God forbid, horrible would happen to you or one of your family?
I have tried in my work to be a pollinator and to plant seeds in every young person that we come across, that I come across, to continue the work. So I'm confident, just as Dr. King, when he walked in Market Park in 1966, that there would be someone else coming to help with that, or that the people around, like yourself and other folk that have the platform to encourage these dialogues that go beyond the surface level causes of what we see in these communities, will continue to push the conversation.
Aisha Jaco, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Aisha Jaco is the co-founder and director of the Youth Empowerment Organization in Chicago, Mural, M-U-R-A-L.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.